It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Don Corleone, I am honored and grateful that you have invited me to your daughter's wedding. On the day of your daughter's wedding. And I hope that their first child be a masculine child.
First child.
And first?
All about the first child. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank Constance Stellis for coming on the program. Yeah. Get to the store. It's still open, ladies and gentlemen. MikeO'MaraShow.com. We got a nice store there with show-inspired shirts, tees, and hats. For the ladies, it's the honorary Buzz Babe shirt. We'll get to that this week, too.
Yes.
Find out how 2009 is shaping up with your ladies. I know there were some ladies that participated in some unfinished business at the end of the year.
Yes.
Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can get the Devilltown T-shirt. Also, they've got a new Knit Fit Devilltown T-shirt, which is very, very sexy. Buzz is wearing that right now.
Mm-hmm. It's the best one.
Thanks to James and everyone at Colorworks, who does such a great job for
they
us.
They do.
They can do the same for you. You can find out more at colorworkspromotions.com. It's amazing when you have somebody like Constance on the show,
mm-hmm.
because you hear her and you're like, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Bunk,
it's all carny, whatever, until she gets to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rob changed his entire attitude.
No, she just got lucky.
You will be buying your house on February 1st.
You can bet your ass I won't buy it before January 30th.
The texters are weighing in before we play Power of 10 here. Mm-hmm. I love you guys. The house I rent is about to go into foreclosure, but you guys still keep me laughing. That's nice hanging there during a very tough time.
Yeah.
What does she predict about Mike's Bush? I don't know.
No one can predict that.
WJFK 2009, all carnies all the time. Here's a prediction for you. Traffic on Route 66 will always suck. That's from Matt in Deviltown. Love this chick. That's from a texter. We do, too. How will Scorpios fare this year? Didn't she mention that Scorpios were going to have a pretty good year?
Isn't that the guy from General Hospital?
I'm not sure. Ah, Scorpio.
Scorpio.
Let me see. Three words for us. Deep Fryer Show. We need another famed Mike O'Mara Deep Fryer Show. Didn't we say before we took a break that we were going to do some sort of cooking thing?
You said more cooking this year.
Lindsay Zarniak has
said... Oh, Lindsay Zarniak was going to cook us something.
She wants to come into the studio and do some cooking. We'll have some sort of potluck. Yeah, baby. I'm master numbering right now. That's from Matt in Nashville.
That's too much information.
And one of the other texters writes, well, I guess I'll jump. And a suggestion for my wedding date, July 1st, 1974. Okay, very good. Are you ready? Let's play the game.
Yes.
It's time for the Power of 10. And as we always say, everybody, the Power of 10 compels you. The Power of 10 compels you. Right now, we've got the grid in front of us. $1 all the way up to 512 American dollars. All you have to do is answer the questions correctly.
That's all.
You can bail out at any time, as Rob always likes to remind you. You can dump out at $1 or $8 or $32. I think the last time we played, we may have gotten a person that got up all the way to $128.
I think that's the all-time winner.
And he didn't make it because he got greedy. Isn't that right, Rob?
Yeah, and you know what? Greed is a bad thing, Mike.
Very, very bad thing. We finally have our computers working, so I can say...
Why you must always respect the Power of 10.
Hello to Matt. Matt, you're on the Power of 10 show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
How's the weather out in Sacramento?
Oh, it's nice and cold. I got my chest hair blowing in the wind right now, ready for the Power of 10.
I tell you, that guy that called yesterday on the show from Spokane, Washington, and said, I hate snow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention when I talked to him.
Six feet total. Oh, they got 6 total?
I think the total this year so far is in certain areas around there, 6 feet of snow. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Matt, you're familiar with how we play the game, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, is your shirt off?
My shirt is off and my chest hair is waving in the wind.
Very good, and you will respect the Power of 10. Here we go. We're going to start you with your $1 question, and of course, as always, we wish you the very best of luck. Here is your first question. Turn that off. I want regular Power of 10 music.
Oh, what happened there?
I want regular Power of 10 music.
Something must have happened with the computer.
Rob's playing his Wii music. Stop playing with your Wii.
Hey,
Wii. All right. Here we go. Your first dollar question. All in the Family. The show with Archie Bunker. I hate the fact that they have to put that in parentheses.
I know.
Explain it.
Tells me we're old.
Mm-hmm.
All in the Family, the show with Archie Bunker, was the first program to show a toilet on television. True or false?
I think that's false.
That is absolutely right. That is bull. It was the first to have a toilet flush.
Ah.
In fact, they used to do that all the time. But what was the show that, and here's a trivia question for you guys. The first show, you know it, you love it.
I think I do know this, actually.
Really?
Show to toilet.
It's Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver, the first show that ever showed a toilet, and that was 15 years earlier.
I remember June was sitting on it.
It was shocking at the time.
Amazing. But back in those days, well, we had that hair discussion before. All right, it's a $2 question. You want to move on?
Let's go. Let's keep playing.
Okay. Good luck to you, Matt. There are close to 100 different ways to make change for a dollar. True or false? There are close to 100 different ways to make change for a dollar. True or false?
I say that's false. There's way more than 100 ways to make change for a dollar.
That is correct. You're on a roll here. Mm-hmm. There are actually 293 ways to make change for a dollar.
Wow.
But only 50 ways to leave your lover.
Thank you very much, Buzz Burbank. Going to play for $4, Matt?
Let's do it.
Here we go. More than 10% of Americans suffer from irritable bowel syndrome.
I think that's false.
I'm sorry. That is true.
Wow.
10% of Americans, more than 10%, suffer from irritable bowel. The three of them in this room.
The percentage is much higher in this room.
Matt, thank you very much for playing the game.
Fraser's wife.
I know. I'm listening.
Camille.
Let's go to Mike in Arlington, Virginia. How are you, Mike?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Is your shirt off?
Off and playing with my Wii.
Very good. We're excited about that. And here is your...
Oh, no. It's that music again.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill Rob. All right. $1 question for you. Are you ready there, Mike?
Ready.
The average bank teller loses $55 a year. True or false? The average bank teller loses $55 a year.
I'll say that's false.
That is correct.
Well, what is the number?
The average loss per teller is about $250.
Wow.
I'm very surprised at that.
That seems high.
Let's play for $2. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm in the wrong business.
Yes.
Your right lung holds more air than your left lung. True or false? Your right lung holds more air than your left lung.
Try it now.
I'll say true.
True is correct. Good job. $2 for you. It is larger, possibly because your left side has to make room for the heart.
You should probably stop now because the last guy failed on the third question.
Would you like to play for $4, sir?
Yeah, I'll play for $4.
Don't be the poster child for failure.
You're a very brave man,
no
Mike.
No respect.
Here we go. Two-thirds of all U.S. presidents have worn glasses, at least to read. Two-thirds of all U.S. presidents have worn glasses, at least to read. Is that true or is that false?
That's true.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That is bull.
I warned you.
All of them needed glasses. Many just refused to be seen wearing them in public. So that is wrong.
I know our
sorry
current
about
president
that,
wears them as a disguise.
He does, with the fake nose.
Exactly,
mustache.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, is this Connie or
Bonnie?
Bonnie. Bonnie. All right, hi, Bonnie. How are
Bonnie.
You?
Hi, guys.
Always fun when we're playing with a lady, Bonnie. And we are going to ask you, is your shirt off?
Yes, it is.
And may I be so bold as to ask, are you wearing sexy lingerie or are you going without?
Without.
That's
bravo,
the way to play.
Bonnie.
Wow, celebrity you most resemble?
Natalie Portman.
Oh, oh my God. Wow.
Here we are.
Winner.
Very excited about that.
That's
now,
right.
It says you're from, is it Steven City?
Yes.
Steven City. Okay, very good. Let's play the game for $1.
Where is Steven City?
What state would that be in?
It's near Winchester.
Near Winchester, Virginia.
Virginia.
Home of the Apple Blossom Festival.
It's the Apple Capital.
Yeah, you're big on apples.
Your $1 question, here we go, Bonnie. A pharmacy ledger from 1860 shows that Abe Lincoln bought 50 cents worth of cocaine. True or false?
False.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
That is true. Although many scholars believe it refers to a hair tonic, not the drug. Hey, Abe, here's your new cocaine hair tonic. Hey, Bonnie, thanks for playing the game, okay?
Thank you.
All right, not even out of the gate
That's
there.
Sad.
Let's
he
go.
Bought it on the way to a Go-Go's concert.
There's another town. Is Roseville in California? Bruce from Roseville. Where's Roseville?
Roseville's by Sacramento.
By Sacramento. Beautiful Sac town. Is your shirt off, sir?
My shirt is off and my bowels are irritable.
Ah, very good. All right. Well, you're one of the over 10%. Are you ready to play the game? $1 for you. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank
Here is your question. Best Buy electronics stores didn't even exist when Axl Rose first started working on the new Guns N' Roses album. Let me give you that one again. Best Buy electronics stores didn't even exist when Axl Rose first started working on the new Guns N' Roses album. True or false?
False.
That is right. It is Bull. Huh. The chain was founded in 1966. I didn't even know this. And named Best Buy in 1983, more than 10 years before Axl began working on Chinese Democracy.
Well, it was up until just a few years ago. I always thought the Best Buy was Jim Nabors.
Hey, golly! And it started near his orchid farm in Maui. All right, ready to play for $2?
Absolutely.
All right, that's the spirit, Bruce. Caves will breathe air in and out when air pressure changes at ground level. I'll give you that one more time. Caves will breathe in and out when air pressure changes at ground level. Is that true, Bruce, or is that false?
That is true.
That is absolutely true.
Wow. Very good.
That's $2 for you. Would you like to go on and play for $4?
I'd stop here, Bruce.
I say go for $4.
He's going to go for it. He's not going to take your advice, Bruce.
Clearly, he's not.
The onion for $4 is used in cooking more often than any other vegetable. True or false?
That is false.
That, my friend, is true.
And delicious, by the way.
How's your onion? Sorry about that, Bruce. Thanks for playing the game.
All right, guys.
Got time for a couple more here.
Power of 10 has many layers like an onion, Mike.
Pretty soon we're going to have to knock it down to the power of 5.
I know we're going to have to go to those rules again.
Next time we do that.
Bruce didn't listen to me.
All right, let's move on and say hello to Rob in Bethesda. How are you, Rob?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Is your shirt off, Rob?
Oh, it's off.
All right, you know you have to respect the power of 10. Is that right?
I respect it.
Very good. Would you like to play for a dollar? Well, of course, you have no choice because you've just started the game.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. The first names of the first 8 African-American women to appear on Survivor all ended with the letter A. Wow. Wow. Think about that one. The first names of the first 8 African-American women. I'm not even looking at SPIWAC right now. The first 8 African-American women to appear on Survivor, all their names, their first names, ended with the letter A. Is that true or false?
I don't think I can answer this.
You can't answer this?
It's too racist.
It's not a racist. It's a legitimate question.
Now let's go with false.
I am so sorry.
You're right.
It is true.
You can't answer it.
Would you like to know the names?
Yes.
They were Ramona Gray, Alicia Calloway, Linda Spencer, Vesepia Towery, Gandia Johnson, Joanna Ward, Tijiana Bradley, and Yolanda Jones. Not Jolanda, Yolanda. Thanks for playing the game, Rob. We appreciate it. Let's go to...
What's the name of the game?
It's the Power of 10.
Respect.
Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, you're listening to the Power of 10. Is your shirt off, sir?
Yeah, hang on. Let me take it off. It's cold here, so
okay,
I want to wait for the last minute.
Take it off. It must be in Northern California, or you could be here, too.
Okay.
All right.
I'm ready.
Respect the game. Here's your $1 question. Got time for maybe one, maybe two more contestants, but probably you're the last guy. The president is charged for any meals he and his family eat in the White House. The president is charged for any meals he and his family eat in the White House. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True is correct. I had no idea.
Yes. I'll have the penne.
They get monthly bills for food, dry cleaning, and toiletries. I had no idea.
Just like the rest
did
of
you
us.
Know that?
I did know that.
You knew that.
I saw it in a recent interview with the Obamas.
That's
fact.
Amazing. I had no idea. All right, that's a correct answer for you. Want to play for $2?
No, I'm going to stop.
There you go.
Atta good man. I love that.
Good job for you.
That's great.
Brilliant. Rock.
Winner.
I'm putting you on hold. You are a stand-up guy.
You
Kurt
know what
keeps
I love?
Money.
I've said this before. That'll cost about $1.65 in postage to get him his dollar.
All right, real quick. Let's play it one more time. Real fast.
Yes.
Brenton and Fairfax, you want to play the Power of 10?
Yeah, let's
Your
do
shirt
it.
Is off. Are you ready? Here we go. $1. Gerald Ford once accidentally triggered a Secret Service panic button. Hold on.
What?
Gerald Ford once accidentally triggered a Secret Service panic button while putting the wood to Mrs. Ford.
You want to repeat that?
Gerald Ford once accidentally triggered a Secret Service panic button whilst engaged in activities with Mrs. Ford.
Betty.
True.
I'm so sorry. That is false.
I know who it was.
Really?
Dan Quayle.
It was Dan Quayle. Thank you very much, Brenton, for playing the game. Sorry you couldn't win. The first seven presidents were born... That was Vice President Dan Quayle.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was thrown from the bed.
That's right, yeah.
Maryland.
As agents rushed in to save him.
That's true.
He was very, very active.
Agents literally jumped into bed with him.
Oh, my God. Well, that's
it. Do you think that's what he was hoping for?
Hey, Rob, next time, we'll do it next week. We're going to knock it down to the power of five.
Okay, we can do that.
We have to give people a fighting chance.
Okay.
How about that, Dan Quayle? How about his old tomato on Maryland, huh?
That's his best legacy.
We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault and our last segments of Buzz in the News when we come back right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.